In 1971, a skyjacker parachuted out of a plane over Oregon with $200,000 and basically disappeared. A huge manhunt didn't find the suspect, who came to be known as D.B. Cooper, although media outlets received a few letters supposedly from him after the fact. Now, a filmmaker believes he's found the real D.B. Cooper, and Dennis Wagner has written about this and about the Arizona connection to the suspect. He's an investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic. And Dennis, you've been looking into this case, and it seems like there's maybe some new information about who this guy might have actually been.
Yeah, I'd put an emphasis on the word maybe in that context. There is a group of guys. One of them is a filmmaker, and then he's got he says 40 investigators, many of them former FBI and other law enforcement. And they have been, for some years, focused on a retired Vietnam veteran who lives out in California. And this guy had been involved in some other crimes, and later on, he had become a construction guy after serving a prison term, and he'd worked as a university law instructor, and now he's retired in California, and they've been investigating him for a number of years. And this guy, Tom Colbert, the filmmaker, and his crew of sleuths claim that they have uncovered a code on those letters, an alphanumeric code that provides proof that an individual is D.B. Cooper.
All right, so there's this code that these people say that they have found in letters that this person wrote to media outlets. How did they figure out what this guy might have been saying or what he might have been trying to be saying through these letters?
It's pretty complicated. It might take more than a few minutes to explain, but I'll do the short version. So, for example, one of the codes that was actually written on the letter, whether it's code or not, we don't know, but one of the little sequences on the letter that didn't make sense was a series of seven C's. In the alphabet, C is the third letter. So this guy says that the suspect that they're looking at, his name is Robert Rackstraw, had been in psychological warfare ops and stuff and knew codes. So this one Vietnam veteran who'd served in the same unit started analyzing the letters. And this, we'll take this one with the easy ones, seven C's in a row. C's the third letter in the alphabet. So he calculated that he was talking about the number 21.
Seven times three.
Seven times three is 21. And then this is where it really gets tricky as far as I'm concerned. He then said, what can we make out of the number 21 that is a word or something like that that would be a code? And he came up with ASA, which is 1 plus 19, S is number 19, plus A equals 21. ASA means Army Security Agency. And he decided the code was saying the word, the acronym Army for Army Security Agency. That's just one tiny example, but it gives you an idea of how this code supposedly works.
So has Rackstraw said anything about this? I mean, has he responded to these folks saying, hey, you're D.B. Cooper, aren't you?
So we got to go back in time again, because this covers years and years. This crime occurred in 1971 in the late 1970s. Rackstraw was investigated for the murder of his stepfather. He was acquitted on that, and for check kiting and fraud connected to some of his stepfather's finances, and he was convicted on those charges. This is all according to court records. At that time, police started realizing there was a visual resemblance between Rackstraw and FBI sketches of D.B. Cooper, and that he had what they called a skill set that fit. So from that point on, Rackstraw has been looked at on and off as a possible D.B. Cooper, and he was interviewed about it, and he was always extremely coy.
Now, there is an Arizona connection to the story that you write about in your article. This guy apparently learned how to jump out of airplanes or learned how to parachute here in Arizona?
Right. So part of this story is while in jail in California back in the late 1970s, Rackstraw went to a television station and offered to tell the truth story of D.B. Cooper. And they asked him, so what are you going to give us as proof? Because how do we know you're telling the truth? And he said, well, here's one example, according to the court records. I learned to fly, or I learned a parachute from my uncle in Arizona. My uncle, Ed Cooper, and he taught me over by Apache Junction how to do this, and that's where I came up with the last name Cooper for the hijacker. I mean, even that part of the story gets convoluted because the initials DB were never used by the hijacker. He wrote on the manifest of the airplane or on his login for the airplane, he was Dan Cooper, and the DB was apparently constructed by some news outlet and picked up and never left.
So you've done quite a bit of research into this case. Do you get the sense, based on the people you've talked to and the research you've done, that we'll ever know who DB Cooper actually was?
I get the sense that it will be debated forever, just like the Kennedy assassination, that there are enough plausible suspects out there, enough evidence pro and con for various theories, that you can just have a field day arguing about it. And the conspiracy theorists can make it much worse and have over the years. Just one example of what a rabbit hole it is, and that is the court records show. And those court records, by the way, the guy that has this theory, this Tom Colbert, he has sued the FBI for documents on this. And the FBI has purportedly over 71,000 pages
wow.
on the D.B. Cooper case. So you can just imagine trying to pour through those and sort out who's who, what's what, and what's true.
All right. That's Dennis Wagner, investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic. Dennis, thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah, sure.